Hello, and welcome to The Sideline. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette.
I'm your co-host, Morgan Matz.
Today's episode, we had a little issue. We were running, and I hit the pause button, and we stopped it.
Went downhill from there. We had about 20 minutes of podcast already done on the CFL, and then it was over.
So, my bad. I'm going up to that one. I messed up, but today's episode, we will be taking a preview of this week's CFL schedule. We're going to talk a little bit CFL fantasy football, kind of who we take from here, who we take from there. But mostly, at the end of the preview, we will discuss CFL fantasy football. Make sure you follow us on Blog Talk Radio. If pulling up the website's too hard on your phone and you're getting kind of annoyed, because there is no app, sadly. No. We already have created a YouTube channel, The Sideline, where we will be posting our podcasts there as well. So make sure, we've already got one episode up, our running backs for NFL fantasy football. We've got that up and running. Make sure you follow it. The Sideline is the channel. So let's get started again. Let's get back into the groove.
Yeah, I guess so, eh? Thursday, July 19th, Riders at Ticats, both coming off a bye week. What's your thoughts?
I hope bye week. The Riders have done their homework to make a offensive scheme that will fit their starting quarterback, announced Bridge. I hope they come out planned for Bridge to have success. Because if not, it's going to be a rough game, I think.
Oh, it'll be rough all around, I think. Even with them naming Bridges a starter in Saskatchoon with Jones, I don't think he's got a starter in his head. Because you can throw out a name and say, Bridges is my starter this week, but he's going to come out and have three series, and then all of a sudden he's not my starter anymore because he threw an interception.
Here's something I just kind of thought of. We didn't talk about it, but just thought about this. Okay, Bridges is the starter. That's what we've heard. Any thought back of your mind? Starting game starts up. Zach suited up. Zach's ready to go. Zach's starting, not Bridge. Bridge was a smokescreen.
Is Zach? I thought Zach was on the sixth game.
Yeah, but with that sixth game injury list, yeah, kind of being on there. Can't they pull him back out, like off of it whenever they want?
I'm not entirely sure what that happens, but I get what you're saying. If you say that Bridges is my quarterback and then Hamilton plans for Bridges and Claros comes out firing.
Like, look at week one. Week one, Jones wasn't saying who his starter was.
No, but personally on the offseason, I thought that the Claros trade was almost not needed, I think. I think that Bridges is good enough to start. I think that he didn't really get his opportunity last year with Kevin Glenn, and they didn't have a surefire quarterback last year. But I just think that Bridges should be named the starter. Claros was his
health,
and he's such a big contract. Why do they need that? Like, what if you took a shot at Johnny Manziel?
Which I think they did.
Which he did go to the Saskatchewan training camp, but Chris Jones got in trouble for that. But if you want a shot at Johnny Manziel, okay. But don't think in the back of your mind that Claros is my second best option. I'm taking Claros. Look at Claros' last season. He got pulled. Mazzoli played. What's it, week six this week?
Yep.
And Hamilton was on the bye last week. Well, yeah, and
both Riders and Hamilton.
And then 2 weeks ago, and then that's when he tied the 9-game record for 300 yards. So that means 4 games this season. So that means 5 games last year, Mazzoli was the starter. That's all of playoffs and some of regular season, because Claros is the big savior for the Riders, but he wasn't even the starter last year.
Here's my big kind of ish. You know, we talk about Bridge being a starting quarterback, but he hasn't shown that the stats. The only reason I think is that is because Chris Jones, That leash is tight. You mess up once, he's going to yank you. So I'm sorry. I'm kind of defending Bridge on this one. You going in, starting, you're at home. That Ryder crowd, it gets amped. They get amped. And you're like, okay, first time starting, I can do it. But then your coach is like, yeah, you mess up once, I'll pull you. I got no problem. Okay, I've got a little weight on my shoulders now.
And your confidence goes way down when it should be up when you're playing at home. And how do you get into that groove?
Yeah.
The best quarterbacks in the CFL, Bo Levi, Mike Riley, they don't have, not all the time have first three series in the games are all fire series.
And it doesn't help when the offensive coordinator, McAdoo, isn't calling great plays.
Well, all they do is run screens, short passes, and run the ball. And the most thing that bothers me the most is you have fast running backs.
And then you got Messam.
Messam, who's just a guy who goes for four yards, and you're running screen plays with Messam.
Oh,
man. What the hell were you thinking?
Oh, yeah. That's one of those. Coming off the bye week, looking at the Riders, make sure you have a plan. Because going into Hamilton, I think that crowd's going to be amped up.
Oh, yeah. But if I was Hamilton, if Jerron Carter is playing defense, I'm telling one of my receivers, every time you're matched up with Jerron, you run your mouth a little bit. Get him going. Get him going. Like, you know, if you say two things about him that he doesn't like, the guy is going to throw a punch. Tell you off. That's 15 yards. Let's go down another 15 yards, boys.
What about this? It just kind of thought process in my head. Even though the Riders did sign a Canadian cornerback, I believe. Saw that on Twitter. Are you telling your wide receivers, we're not too sure about this corner? Jerron Carter may be still playing that corner. Do you tell your wide receivers, hey, learn both routes on both sides? Because if, say, Banks is lined up against, say, Ganey's playing corner again.
Yep.
And they notice that, do you think that before they come out of that huddle, they're like, hey, switch. Know both of the routes, switch, so Banks is on Carter.
Well, if I have the chance, that's a good point. If I have the chance to match Banks up, who is probably the top receiver in the league right now, match him up against Carter, who, if he's playing corner, he might be playing safety. Who knows? I think that he has a better fit at safety if the Riders are going to play him there. But if he's playing corner, I'm matching Banks up with him as much as I can, because Banks is going to beat him. Carter just doesn't have the footwork.
Doesn't have the footwork, and I don't think he understands that, okay, I'm playing a cover two. I've got the flat. I have a safety over top, but both of the safeties are splitting the field. Hit 50-50. So if my wide receiver's running a streak, any deep route, I've got to jam him and push him towards the safety. So then it's less work for the safety. Because we saw that in the Montreal game. He just got beat.
And plus, if they're, like you said, if they're playing a cover two and he's matched up with Banks and he doesn't jam him and push him towards the safety, Banks is going hot off the line and he's going full speed. Is the safety going to be able to come over and pick him up?
True.
That's how Banks scores his TDs.
But then that makes Carter run with him. And
then that zone that Carter's supposed to be in, that's just a little tight end or a little running back, a little just right over the top. And then, okay, you know, I don't get that 30-yard gain. I get the 12-yard gain.
So looking at the Ticats, looking back last week, because they had the week off, defensively, they were good. They were no slouch. They showed that the only way the Riders could score was a run play or their defense.
Oh, yeah.
So, looking at defensively, just do your thing. Get that running back, defensive tackle, special teamers on the field as much. Get the
Iron Man out there.
Oh, my God.
Go and do his thing. I we've talked about it multiple times. I just can't believe that the guy runs the ball, and then, okay, it's time to punt it. Stay on special teams. Oh, time to play defense. Okay, I'm playing D-tackle, guys. I'm playing everything.
And he's not a big guy.
No, he's not your Amondo Sewell of the Edmonton Eskimos, who's like a 300-pound defensive tackle. He's fast enough to run the ball, and he's not a fullback that runs for 2 or 3 yards.
He could get 10 yards.
Yeah, he can get a first-down guy. And Hamilton's so versatile at running backs. They've got different options. They've got that young guy that reminds me of kind of like a Christian McCaffrey of the NFL.
Yep, I know who you're talking about.
Like, probably the only white running back in the league, but
he has that frame, too. He looks, when we were watching, because we watched the game together.
Yep.
When we saw him kind of out there, I thought he was a wide receiver, really. He wasn't that big Messum, or it didn't have those big thighs like you'd expect a run back. He looked like a wide receiver, which brings the fact, Ticats run the ball.
Oh yeah, all day.
Because by running the ball, isn't that's going to help your offense to get those yards to kind of wear down that Saskatchewan defense?
And like you said, if you run,
play action,
brings those safeties in, play action, streak to Speedy B. Right over the top, TD. And like the Riders, they got lots of running backs.
Oh, dude.
Don't run that screen to Messum, please. get your fast running back out there. Run that screen. Messum, second and 2, 2nd and 3. Run north. Don't run south. Don't run east. Don't run west. Run north. Put your head down and shut up.
Which, kind of side note, would you be surprised if the Riders traded Messum or cut him?
I just don't think that Messum has a spot on that roster. The running back selection that they have, Figpen coming back off his suspension. Trey Mason. He doesn't look half bad. You never know with Trey Mason, because they did have Trent Richardson last year that they thought was going to be some big fire. But then he wasn't. I think Trey Mason could be their guy, like Jerome Messum. I think he could go ahead for 2 or 3 yards, and then put Thigpen on those swing routes.
How I view the three backs that they've got, Thigpen is more of your scat, speedy back. Mason, I feel like he's the balanced guy. I feel like he can be that scat back, but he can be a Messum who's their power back. That's just how I view their system. But,
Just a Messum. Like, in my mind, he's third on the depth chart. You're paying your most high paid running back is third on the depth chart.
But I think that's the Riders just not caring about Messum, because I think he's still good back.
Yeah.
He's not like explosive.
I'm just not sold on Messum. Yeah. I do like my guys. Like, he reminds me of like LeGarrette Blount.
Of course,
because he's a tank. But just like LeGarrette Blount, I don't think he is a guy that should be your number one guy anymore. I think he's a third down running back. Well, for CFL, would be a 2nd and 2, 2nd and 1,
yeah,
2nd and 3. But I'm gonna be awful PO'd if they run him 1st and 10. Let's run a screen route with Jerome Messum, who...
Not much faster than those offensive lines.
No, we may as well just throw one to Dan Clark. And let's run him. Let's see how fast he can get going. Ugh. Let's Simone Lawrence come down and just... Okay, yeah, now we're 2nd and 13. Let's pull Bridges, because he just threw to Messum.
Kind of coming back to the Ticats. Mazzoli... Quiet 300-yard game. I think it's not going to be quiet, though, this time.
I think he's going to... Right now, he's tied with 9 consecutive games at 300 passing yards.
You think
yards.
He makes 10?
He's making 10. He's breaking the record.
Is it because they're at home, though?
I think so. I think that plays a big factor in why he's going to break that 300 yards. You got that home crowd behind you. I don't think it's going to be quiet. I think that just puts, when Mazzoli does that, does that make him the best quarterback in the league this year so far?
We'll touch on this when we get to our Edmonton.
And, well, Edmonton's got the bye week this week.
Do they?
Yeah. Does that make him, just so far, not basing off of last season's, just so far, does that make him the best quarterback in the league this year?
No,
that doesn't make them the best team in the league.
I'll take Mike Riley any day.
So, this week, just on a touch on fantasy, are you taking Mazzoli or Bridges?
Bridges, no. Don't touch any Rider quarterback until Zach is back, I think.
Agreed. I think,
and Mazzoli? I think he's going to have a good game at home. But again, that Rider defense is no slouch. They're a pretty good defensive unit. Who else?
They've got a good defensive line. They picked up a guy like Charleston Hughes this year, who I still think is a huge threat on the pass rush.
Yep.
And if Saskatchewan is going to play Carter, they definitely need to play him at safety, where he can just
read and react.
Read, react, and go to where the ball is. He doesn't need to focus on one guy. He just
doesn't need to worry about the technique.
He just needs to drop back. Okay, here comes the ball, and I think he's got the speed to get over if he's running east-west.
Yep.
I think he's got speed to get over there. If he sees Banks going for that streak, Ed Gainey's just slowing behind him. I think he can come in there, and they can double-team him easily like that. But that means if they're going to double-team him like that, that means the other guys need to realize that, okay, we're double teaming. I need to make sure I'm on this guy all the time. I've got no help behind me.
Okay. So, quick kind of sum up. Who you got? Ticats or Riders?
I have Ticats.
I'm going to agree. Close one, or
I think that he's going to smash the 300 yards this week playing at home. I think the bye week is really going to help them. I just think that it's going to be like a 28-21 or a 28-24.
Not like the kind of shootout we had.
No.
Okay.
It's either going to be from a touchdown or a field goal.
Okay. I think. Okay. Friday's game.
Friday.
At Ottawa.
BC, Ottawa. They're both in that system of quarterback issues, you could say. Not issues, but like
uncertainty.
Brandon Jennings doesn't play last week. Travis Lule comes in, brings the comeback. Lule's one hit away from being destroyed and broken forever, but he did lead the comeback. Red Blacks. Harris gets pulled at halftime. They're throwing two or three interceptions. They're down 20-0. And they only end up scoring 3 points that whole game. So if your backup quarterback can't get anything going, I still think you start Harris next week. I still don't think that he should be a starting quarterback. Like I just don't. Like,
yeah.
He was a backup his whole life. Expansion comes. They pick up Henry Burris and Harris as a backup. Henry Burris wins the Grey Cup. He retires. Harris comes in, gets eliminated first round in the playoffs last year, comes in this year, getting snagged out.
2-2, right?
Yep.
Red Blacks, I haven't watched much Ottawa. I'm usually kind of Rider guy who they're playing. But I feel like Ottawa's offense isn't a 3-point. I think like a 3-point.
No, that you got to remember they were playing Calgary.
Yeah.
Calgary has always been it's either, I would say, in the West, Calgary or Edmonton for the past 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
So, but on that note also, Trevor Harris can't, if he's, that whole offense, like Ellingson, really good stud receiver. I think he's really good. He just can't, they're not a 3-point offense on any week. Even if you're going to play Calgary, I just think maybe Harris had an off week.
Yeah.
Maybe he got hurt in practice, and they're just not telling anybody.
Stomach flu,
getting a little sick here and there. Like, it may not be anything, but it may be something that they're just not saying.
Yeah, nothing like, oh my god, we're reporting this.
It'd no, like his ACL is torn. No, it's nothing like that. It's just maybe he had some off-field issues that were just bugging him.
Yeah.
Because that's not the Harris, even though I don't think he's a starter, that's not the Harris that we normally see.
Looking at DC, I think that comeback win, I think that was the boost that BC Lions team needed a lot. And
if they can protect Travis Lule, the offensive line, I think they're gonna be fine. But if they can't protect him and he takes some bad hits, then they're forced to put Jennings back in, and maybe that's where their season goes down the drain.
Question: does Lule, was that comeback win, was that just a luck, or is this a Lule? Like, this is the what we're expecting. Are we expecting him to have a good game against the Red Blacks?
I think it's more like of a more of a luck situation for me, because he's older, he's broken, he's not the guy he used to be. He's not a premier quarterback anymore. He's definitely taking a step. I don't think he wants to be the starting guy anymore. I think he's trying to take a step back, teach Jennings
how to be the number one guy. Oh, yeah, and plus health-wise, like, if you're tearing your knee every year, you know, the guy's got, I don't know if he's got a family, I don't really know.
But if he does, like,
you can't be, like, wanting to play, like, some sports with your kid and not knees bummed. Like, you gotta think, how old is the guy? He's probably up there.
Oh, I don't know, he's gotta be 35, 6, 7, 8, somewhere around there.
Like, he's getting up there, you know.
But maybe he's chasing one more. Maybe he wants one more title.
Yeah, but even that Lions team,
they don't have a title this year. I'm calling right now. They don't have a title this year. And if I'm
the West is just
the West is just so good. It's with having Edmonton and Calgary in there, it's hard for being a West team. And
Saskatchewan has a wild card sometimes. Lions kind of, if Lule is having some issues, it's not injury, he's just not doing well, but he's not throwing picks, their offense for some reason isn't clicking. Does Jennings go out, or are you thinking, nope, Lule's the guy, he's going to stay the guy for now?
I think if they can protect him, if the O-line can protect him, and he's looking shaky, I still think that he's a veteran quarterback, he can break that shake, and he can come back. I don't think that you just give Jennings back the reins because Travis Lule is having some issues. I think that he can break what issue he's having, go back out on the field with a new mind, forgive and forget, go straight forward. I don't think you just give Jennings back the reins, because I think it's more of like a, to Jennings, like, if you don't pick her up here, like,
he's a possible free agent.
You're not going to be a BC Lion next year, and you may not be a starter next year.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Jennings, I like him. I want to be on that kind of hype train for him, saying, like, he's still got it. But I'm kind of not too sure now. He's been having some bad games lately. But do you think he's a Lion at all after this season?
It all depends if Lule says, okay, I'm hanging her up, I'm done, then I think you got to keep him. You don't sign him for the starting quarterback money. If you can sign him for a backup, and maybe this offseason, because you don't want to, Lule retires, see ya Jennings, we're starting over.
Well, also,
for me, it's hard to start over in the CFL, because there's only 8 teams.
Yeah.
It's not like the NFL where you got 30 teams. If you start over and lose a year, you're gonna have good picks. Like, I don't think you can just start over like that. I think you keep Jennings, and next year, Wally Bonu, who is
he is retiring.
No, I don't think he's retiring. He's taking a step back, because he's right now he's the general manager and he's the head coach. And I think he's just stepping back to being the manager.
Okay.
And he said, came out this year and said, this is my last year's coaching. We'll find a new guy for next year. So maybe next year, this new guy comes in and he finds a system that works for Jennings.
True. Or what I've also kind of, this is the year for quarterbacks, isn't it? It's possibly like 5 starting quarterbacks could be a free,
for the draft?
No, for the free agency. It's something high.
Yeah.
I know I think there's a couple that could possibly be. But for Jinnin, oh, I can't say his name now. Oh my god.
Jennings.
Yeah, Jennings. Eh. It's been a long podcast. Oh, doesn't look good. But I think he can. I feel like if he's not a BC line, I think he's in Montreal. He's an Alouette.
I think so. Just because Montreal's looking for a quarterback?
Yep. Unless they did. Montreal did sign.
So.
Vernon.
Drew Willey. He's a quarterback that's going to be a free agent this year.
Okay.
Trevor Harris is going to be a free agent.
Okay.
James Franklin, free agent.
Okay.
But I think that Toronto will re-sign him. Personally, I do think that he's ready for the starting role. Because yep. I think that Ricky's going to retire after this year.
Okay.
A neck injury. And being the age he is.
True. Don't.
Don't even risk it. Jeremiah Mazzoli. He's a free agent this year. Maybe if he has the season that he does, he wants to go to a team that has a better chance. Like, Hamilton's not a bum team, but
the East is.
Yeah, I don't know. But where do you go in the West then? Because you're not going to Calgary and you're not going to Edmonton.
Saskatchewan.
So if you sign, but then that means you have to get rid of Claros.
Miss Claros is also a free agent this year. This is his last year. Claros is a 1-year rental. But, yeah, just looking at this Lions-Red-Blacks matchup.
Who are you calling for the W this week?
At home, I think Ottawa sneaks a close one. I really don't know what to expect from BC, to be completely honest.
I'm calling Lions.
Lions?
I think Atlule starting at the helm for the full game, I think Lions.
Close?
Close. It's going to be close.
Defensive battle or offensive?
It's going to be a defensive battle, I would say. So moving on to Saturday. You got
doubleheader.
Doubleheader here. Starting with Winnipeg and Toronto. Ricky, you should feel dumb for not retiring. You had the storybook ending and you said, no, I can play one more season. And maybe I can go back to back and have an even better storybook. But you don't. You're hurt. But there's nothing wrong with Franklin. He's not a bum. He's not worthless. They beat Edmonton 2 weeks ago.
And then they lost.
They lost this week, but.
But it's one of those things, you're playing Edmonton back to back.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have film on you.
And Franklin, he's still got some good weapons. SJ Green.
He showed up.
He had a really good game. Really good. If you have the chance this year, well, any time for fantasy, I'm a big SJ Green fan.
I was going to take him, I didn't.
I didn't get my team in quick enough this year, but, I mean, this week. But SJ Green is one of those guys that if I need, because he doesn't have overly big cap, and he's still, I think, a surefire guy. But Winnipeg, like, could you please start your rookie? Please.
I like him.
I like him too. Matt Nichols, he's good, but he, like, when Matt Nichols was hurt, their rookie was Straveler? Is that his name?
Yep.
Was not sucking up a storm. And then Nichols comes, but you gotta look too. Straveler's a rookie, and Nick Foles is getting paid big money. I'm not Nick Foles. Matt Nichols is getting paid big money. So you can't start your rookie and then have it's just like a Saskatchewan scenario. When Claros comes back, are you going to put Bridges in and have the guy that's making big money off the bench and he's just going to sit there all year? Like, you may as well just trade him then.
Yeah. I'm excited for this game. Not for the quarterbacks. I'm excited for the running backs.
James Wilder Jr. and...
Harris, right?
Yep. Andrew Harris.
Yeah.
Two running backs. Wilder being the younger guy, being the rookie last year. And Andrew Harris being the Canadian running back that can run, can pass, can do it all. I think Andrew Harris, best running back in the league. And he's Canadian. That in the CFL, that's huge when you have a Canadian running back.
Yes.
Because you can have one more offensive lineman that's American. Because it's tough to find offensive linemen that are Canadian.
That's true.
Like in the draft, comparison to NFL, you're taking quarterbacks first round, like first picks. But like if you have a first pick, you're looking for linemen.
Yeah.
Like if you can find a stud Canadian lineman, if you can have a whole Canadian lineman, just if you could have that dream of having five Canadian offensive linemen and a Canadian running back, like you're getting receivers, all of them American.
Yeah. Yeah, just looking at this, I think it's going to be a running back battle. I'm excited for that. I'm a little worried about Franklin, though. This Winnipeg defense is a good defense.
Yeah, if I was Franklin, I would be worrying about Adam Big Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Just came back from the NFL. Didn't quite make it there, but he's still a huge threat in the CFL. But, like, for me personally, like I say, like you said, running back battle, James Franklin, you know, is he the premier running back, quarterback? Is he going to be the starter? Well, he is going to be the starter, but can he keep us cool? But, like, me personally, like we've touched on before, Toronto is not a very, like, it's hard to get fans there. And that's why, like, I don't, if I see the Toronto game on and there's something else on TV, I'm going to watch something else.
Yeah.
I don't really want to watch Toronto that bad. Unless they're playing Saskatchewan or Edmonton.
Yeah.
Then, okay, I want to watch them. But the Toronto's just one of those teams I don't really have much of an opinion on. And, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it's one of those teams.
But if I was going to say who's got the W this week, I'm saying Winnipeg just because Andrew Harris.
Yeah, and like we've been talking about home field advantage. Toronto, I'm sorry.
Home field advantage is nothing to Toronto because they can barely get they can't even get the stadium full.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be more Winnipeg fans than Toronto fans there.
So you're saying Winnipeg?
Yep.
Close?
I'm saying close.
Nichols starting quarterback?
Yeah, they're going to start Nichols. For some reason, they just think that Nichols is the best option, and he might be. I don't follow Winnipeg enough, but when they were playing like a team like Saskatchewan or Edmonton, like I say, I like to watch those. And Strebler,
you like him.
He's just one of those guys I want to see play.
Yeah. Just quick kind of fantasy. Are you not caring that these teams are playing each other? Which running back would you take?
Well, they're both high cap guys. But if I'm going to splurge on one, I'm taking Andrew Harris.
I'd agree. So, coming to the last...
And also on that note, I might take James Franklin this week.
You might, hey?
Might. He might be my quarterback this week.
Okay, so finishing our preview... This is a long podcast, eh? Finishing our preview, we have Stampeders, Alouettes at Calgary.
Both quarterback situation again. Alouettes, worst team in the league.
We looked on the TSN app. We looked on CFL, the webpage. We don't know who started.
Who was the starter? Who is? They both played Drew Willey and Matthews have both played the same amount of games. Willie's thrown for 500 yards. Matthews thrown for 394 yards. Like, who's paying? Please pick somebody. And to me, don't pick Drew Willie.
But
Calgary, if Bobo's hurt, who you got?
Oh, that is another.
That's going to hurt a lot.
The fact, okay, it'd be different if he left with a different injury. But the fact that
if he left with
a knee.
Yeah. Is his ACL blown up?
No, not even. If it's even a little bruised. Bo Levi hasn't had the greatest knees, has he?
No.
So any thought of that, you're getting a little like, okay, I don't care we're playing Montreal.
And it's just
take like a bad hit. Oh my god. That could be, they're 4-0 at the moment. That could be.
And it's just ended. like Edmonton, like who's Calgary's backup?
I couldn't even tell you.
Is he a former Davidson Raider quarterback Andrew Reid? Is that their backup? Or are they calling up Carson George and being like, hey, starting.
Stampeders, another thing. They're one of the top. Could you say they're the top team?
Stampeders?
Yeah.
I think so.
Top team.
I think they've been the top team in the league for a while, and their only thing is they have won some great cups, don't get me wrong, but they're not quite that playoff team. They're just not. They can't get it going in the playoffs. Last year, they almost should have won the Grey Cup, but they... I don't want to blame it on one guy, but 88, Jordan drops her right on the 1 yard line. They run her all the way back for a TD. It was a sure win for Calgary. I don't think they're a playoff team.
Quick kind of talking about Stampeders. Yeah, you're playing the Alouettes, but come into this game thinking you're playing Edmonton, that rivalry. Don't sleep on Montreal, I feel. You never sleep on a team. Because if Montreal being one of the worst teams, knowing that they may not be able to make the playoffs, I don't think they do, but they could play upset ball.
Oh yeah, for sure. And if they think that, okay guys, this is not our year for the playoffs, even though it is only week 6, let's ruin somebody else's playoffs.
Because that the West could easily turn into a wildfire. It could.
Oh yeah, for sure. And the Alouettes, you know, I would like you say, don't underestimate them, but they are the Alouettes.
Yep.
Calgary's got a good defense, and the Alouettes are like, okay, we're playing Calgary this week, and next week they're playing Edmonton. Oof. They got a tough schedule.
Tough back-to-back.
And they play Saturday, and then they only get 5 days. They're playing Thursday night against Thursday? Edmonton, and Oof. Edmonton's coming off the bye.
Oof. And, that might be a tough schedule next week for the Outlet.
So, I hate to cut it short, but we are getting close to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Who are you calling for the win?
Stampeders.
Me too.
Calgary, walk away. So, we've done our kind of preview. A little longer than we'd like, but it's whatever. Fantasy football, quick kind of... Do we kind of want to explain how the CFL fantasy football works?
So CFL fantasy is different from NFL fantasy. Like in NFL fantasy, you draft your team, and those will be your guys for the year. You could pick up free agents, trade with your friends, or trade with people in the league. So CFL, every week you pick a new team. What's the cap?
I don't know at the moment, to be completely honest.
The cap is on there.
Well, mine's because of my team.
Okay. So you get a certain amount of cap space for that week. And every week you get that certain amount of cap. And every guy is on there. Every offense and NFL player. And each guy has a certain amount of cap.
And their prices range they have good games, right?
Yeah, if Bo Levi has he is one of the most expensive guys, but someone like a James Franklin, or Drew Willey even. Drew Willey's like one of the cheapest quarterbacks you can get. If he has a 5-touchdown game, over 400 yards passing, one rushing TD, he could jump up and he could be a 55K guy, and next week he'd be an 85K guy. So you have to stay under the cap. You have one running back.
No, two.
Oh, I mean, one quarterback, yeah. Two running backs, two receivers, a flex player, which is either a running back or a wide receiver, a defense, and a kicker.
No, no kicker this year.
No kicker this year?
No kicker.
Okay, well, just the defense then. So, it's hard to pick teams because you have to stay under that cap, so you can't just pick all the big-name guys like a Bo Levi, Andrew Harris, James Wilder Jr., Daron Carter, Darrell Walker, and Calgary's defense.
Yeah,
because you'd be over the cap before you even got to your third receiver. Like it's just hard.
Go ahead. I was just trying to see if I could start looking at my fantasy, but I'm locked in still. It hasn't been updated.
But for this week, quarterbacks wise, I'm going James Franklin. I'm going to try to get Andrew Harris. Then,
if
I'm not going Wilder, obviously. But
kind of quick, James Franklin last week was 6,835 dollars, and I had him, and he only had 10.5 points. Which is
not overly the best.
But looking at run backs, I'm going to tell you right now, his price tag may go up. I kind of see it going up. Harris had 32.8 points. Holy.
32 points.
Yeah, 32.8. That was...
What do you expect out of him?
Yeah, I'm
just a quick look. Your team.
There was a
why bet. Did you take Weston's wrestler?
Why? I was thinking, as a flex guy, I was like, who could be a cheap little guy that I could snag on? And I honestly thought Weston wrestler. You should hear what my original pick was. My original pick was Dembski.
What's wrong with Nick Dembski?
I don't know. I was like. Dembski I was reading his report because they do update the reports, and it's like, ooh, he's kind of being a little snaky here. That he's getting involved, and then I was like, but it's Dembski.
Just I can't look at the team either, but I forgot I have my team was in like I just didn't put it in, but
yeah,
looking at my team, I had James Franklin. I had Wilder and Harrison.
Oh,
but then I have...
Oh, I had him.
Brad Sinopoli.
Yep.
Dembski. And then I had SJ, too.
SJ was a guy that I was like, man. Because he's been a little quiet the start. And I was like, yeah, no. And then I was like, no. Mm-mm. And then... Yeah, I kind of wished I was looking at Instagram, so he had a... He had some points, and I was like, oh no, what have I done?
So, this week, who are you taking for a defense?
Defense? Calgary.
Yeah, me too. I don't think Alouettes are going to get too many points this week. So, word of advice, don't draft any Alouette players this week.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm thinking for the Alouettes, I don't think they luck out.
Well, getting on to the 45-minute mark.
Yeah, let's just finish her up. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, flex defense. Throw out some names.
Okay, quarterback, either Travis Lule or James Franklin. Running backs, Harris, Wilder, or depends what CJ Gables. Oh, he's on the bye week. Never mind. I don't know. Anyways, so then receivers, I wish that Saskatchewan would just come out and say, Jerron Carter's playing wide receiver, because I'd be taking him pretty much every week. So Jerron, Greg Allinson.
Would you take Rosenfeld?
Well, he is a big target for Saskatchewan, so... But I don't know. Saskatchewan this week is going to Hamilton off the bye week, so...
True.
And I still not sold on quarterbacks there. Who's going to play? Hard for receivers to get into a groove if you got one guy throwing to you one possession and the next possession you got a different guy.
Yep.
Like it's showing Bridges likes to throw those bullets and the other guy, or what's his name? Watson or...
Yeah.
He likes to just air it up. So...
Watford.
And then wide receivers, SJ Green, Ellingson, Brad Sinopoli. Maybe Roosevelt. Maybe.
Yeah.
And then defense, I'm taking either Calgary or...
Winnipeg?
Winnipeg's playing BC, aren't they?
No, Winnipeg's playing Toronto.
I'm almost gonna say BC's.
BC's.
Red Blacks. With their offense not clicking last week, maybe it's 2 weeks in a row they're not gonna click.
You're thinking that's it? It's been a long podcast. If you've listened to all of it, thank you. This has been a long one. But I enjoyed this one. This was a...
It was sometimes a little tough because we're not as good as known players. Like, we don't know all the guys like we do more of the NFL. But this one was still fun. And for the guys that are out there wanting to listen to CF1, we'll keep her up if you want us to keep it up.
And thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Silent. It was a little longer one.
Probably shouldn't have been, but someone messed up on the first one.
I'm sorry. But, yep, make sure, follow us on Twitter, myself, @A_Olette31.
Or @MorganMats1.
And check out that YouTube channel. We're uploading there. And make sure you follow on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you for listening to this episode of The Sideline.
See ya.